I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. You are here watching Season 12, Episode 8, our recap. I am your host, 123 Jackie B on all platforms. With me, as usual, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, hello, hello.
Jay LaRock.
I feel like we're like the Brady Bunch. I'm like looking down, like,
hi,
I'm
over
high. It's are. So cute. I'm back in the building.
And Ollie Drennan.
Hey, guys. I'm ready to feel the fantasy today. Are you?
Yes. I'm like, my emotions are all over the place. I'm in a glass case of emotion right now. Let's get your thoughts, initial thoughts on the episode. I do enjoy the episodes where they have their like product launches. It just seemed weird because I felt like there were too many people. So that was my initial assessment. I feel like they do these usually a little bit later on where there's fewer people. So that was, I mean, I guess that was my only assessment, was that I felt like there was too much packed into one episode.
Okay. So, Ollie, so it was too much.
Yeah.
Ollie, you go first.
Well, the shout out to the chat. Thanks for joining us, you guys. I saw a comment earlier. I forget who said it, but it was like, they said that it was one of like the most more produced episodes. And I kind of agree with that.
It's really, yeah.
Obviously, it's awesome to have Chaka Khan, and that was, I didn't know until this episode that's Widow's like idol. So I think of like production of terms of like, they must ask the queens who's like your idol, and then the producers and casting, like they probably search for them. Oh, come on this episode because this person's going to be the bottom. So I just, my mind runs wild thinking of like in terms of production, how they produce all of this.
I could see that.
But like, I enjoyed the episode. Like, I love this challenge. It's definitely one of my favorite challenges. It's shout out to like the All Stars 2 season when they did this challenge. Love, love, love the challenge. But yeah, it was good. What'd you think, J-Lo?
Oh my God. Okay. So I have three letters, BTB. And that stands for Baby the Budget. I am so excited to see Chaka Khan show up out of her busy diva schedule to come to RuPaul's Drag Race. That means, and they're getting all of these superstars that are coming onto this show. So it's going to be jam-packed. Maybe to like promote Celebrity Drag Race, who knows? I mean, it's just funny how. But I am like shocked because Chaka Khan is one of my like cleanup music. And you know, I'm from the South. So if you're from the South and you clean up, you have a cleanup playlist and Chaka Khan was on it. So she's my absolute favorite. And I'm so happy that she was here. Now for the actual commercial, I could have done without because I didn't find any of it entertaining, but we'll talk about it.
Mark, initial thoughts?
I think it is coming off produced. I don't know. There's a part of me that just kind of like, is just, you have to kind of accept it now. Like, we're not going to change it, whether we complain about it or not. A lot of people in the chat were talking about Gigi, and we'll discuss later, but I think there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah, there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's talk about the mini challenge because one of our long-term fans, Jer the Literary Masturbator, love his name.
Wait, what?
His name is Jer the Literary Masturbator.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm awesome locking name. My doors, girl. I'll drink to that.
He pointed out that he hopes that this isn't the reading challenge, because if this is supposed to be the reading challenge, I share his opinion, which it sucks. Like, it turned the reading challenge, if that's what it was, into some sort of like promotional tool, which was annoying.
Objection.
Because you had to make it fit. Okay, you didn't think that way?
Objection. I absolutely love, maybe because I am a walking billboard. So I feel like this was a great way to cross promote the reading challenge in FabFitFun. Like, this is a refreshing way to do the reading challenge. And maybe, I mean, they didn't say it was a reading challenge, so hopefully it wasn't. But if it was, this was a great way to do it. I absolutely loved it.
I agree.
Because the budget, honey. Okay, we're going to play a drinking game. Every time I say the word budget, we're going to drink to it. So,
and you know, those drag queens from Drag Race UK are like internally crying every time something.
Oh, they're punching the air. That's why I say I feel for those girls. And I made my point a couple episodes ago that I feel for those girls. They don't,
everyone's winning like subscriptions and like $5,000, and they got Shaka Khan coming backstage. It's like, it's like bananas.
Vinegar strokes. You won.
A dime.
Salami. You want a stick of salami.
It would be like it would be like spotted dick or something very British.
Yes. Yeah. You win bangers and mash. Congratulations.
Fish and chips. No, I agree. I love Jayla. Like, I love this challenge. I wish it was actually like not even a mini challenge. I wish this was actually like made into like a main challenge for future seasons or whatnot. Cause it was really
we got just enough.
I loved it.
It would have been a ping pong match, and it would have just been like people would have been gone like below the belt at this point, you know. Well, that's why your uncle died, you know. So they don't want to do that. So they would give you just a little bit, just so it can be like friendly fun.
I just felt like I think the reason I didn't like it is because I want the reading challenge to come authentically from the queens, and to me, it was like a little bit convoluted to make it fit into a branding thing, and then each queen doesn't really get their own queen to pick out. It's like Rue had to engineer it. So you're in this group and you're in this group. And then it felt like everybody was giving each other a blanket. I don't know. So everybody giving each other blankets?
I just wanted to see more. Like I love this challenge. It was fun. It was a nice take. And like, I'm sure the reading challenge is probably when they have like maybe 5 or 6 queens left. So we'll see the reading challenge. It's not going nowhere. It's like iconic.
I think this was it, honestly.
Really? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'll bet you $1. The UK, the UK budget.
Yes. Here's my enamel pin.
Someone wrote, come through, budget, in the comments.
Yes. Budget, we'll drink to it.
Oh, shoot.
Mark, what are your thoughts on the mini challenge?
I thought the same thing. I was like, I wonder if this is the reading challenge. I think, you know, we're creatures of habit and we like consistency. So I think that's why people are kind of freaking out about, is this the reading challenge? Da, 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 da. I mean, queens are reading each other all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were multiple reading challenges.
Reading challenges, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get into the main challenge. I agree with you, Ollie, where this episode in particular felt produced, because there's some episodes where they're setting up certain queens where you're like, oh my gosh, this story, they're really leaning in heavy to these queen stories. And it was clear from the beginning that it was going to be a Jan and Widow storyline. And so I was just going into it thinking one or the other of them was going to be in the top or the bottom or whatever, because they were leaning so heavily into that. And I don't know, I do like it when it feels a little bit more seamless, when they kind of mix it up a little bit, where you can't as quite obviously tell that that's what's going on.
Right.
So it did feel a little bit heavy-handed, and maybe that's also because maybe they had some sort of like Sherry comments sprinkled in or something that they had to edit out. So I always keep that in the back of my mind too when I'm watching that.
I will say this. I know I haven't auditioned in a long time, but when I did, there used to be a question on the form asking who your icons are from like 70s, 80s, 90s to like, you would have to put one for each decade. So they used to be asked that. I don't know if they still are. I wouldn't be surprised if they still are, just to help with ideas for judges and themes and stuff like that.
Well, I hope you have your form lady for next season. Get that audition tape in. You got quarantine to get it ready, girl. Get those costumes. We want to see Lorraine on Drag Race.
I'll make this promise today.
Yes.
I promise to submit for season 20.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah.
No. We need you ASAP.
Oh my goodness.
So only if they serve wine in the untucked.
Yeah, right. No, they won't. They'll serve something.
Some watered-down cocktail.
Yeah, I want to say, like, okay, now, at first, I didn't know, okay, maybe I missed something, but I didn't see where Jan and Britta were best friends. Did I miss that?
They didn't, so we didn't see that as audience members, right. You're right. And then okay. They had to use this episode to explain how they had been, like, working in New York together and they were really close, which it did seem weird because you would be like, well, maybe you should have shown more moments up to this point where they seemed like they were besties.
Right.
So this gives me, like, a little bit of, like, Drag Race nostalgia when we have Latrice in Manila. She's like, I feel bad. My best friend went home. And then it goes to another scene. I'm glad that she's not here. So I don't have to worry about her anymore. So I can keep doing what I need to do to win. And that was the same exact script from All Stars 4. Was it not?
Similar. Very similar. Yeah. Do you guys think, let's vote. Do you think Jan was upset about Britta leaving or Jan was upset about not winning the challenge?
Not winning the challenge, absolutely.
No,
I think it was both.
She was upset because she never found out.
I have some swan plan I want to sell you then.
Yes, she never found out where Britta was from. So, like, she, like, I would be sad too. I'm so sad.
The other thing I was going to say was also, like, it's all about Britta. I'm upset about Britta. Then Bob Harper comes in the workroom and she's like, I'm upset about Britta. Cut to confessional. Good. I'm glad she's gone. Now I can do this. I'm like, oh, girl, what just happened?
Bob Harper happened. He came in there looking really fine. Though, I wish we had someone who
I didn't like him there.
I think he's gorgeous to look at, but I wish we would have had, like, a queen from the past who won this challenge, like maybe like Katya or Alaska. Maybe they weren't ready for the schedules, but like someone who actually won the challenge to come in and kind of help coach, because I didn't know who he was. He just looked really good, you know.
Biggest Loser, honey.
I don't watch it.
This kind of makes sense to me as far as like a branding thing, because they're like, he's like a branding guru or whatever. I was like, he's a, like, trainer guy from The Biggest Loser. So I didn't really see the connection between, like, branding the thing is, guru. Like,
yeah, I think he was just a really good fan of the show. And he ran into someone at the Abbey. Yeah, he ran into someone at the Abbey and was like, hey, I would love to come on the show, girl. I just feel like because the way his demeanor was to the girls, I felt like he was expecting to see, there's someone doing construction. I think he was expecting to see, like, had it would have been like Alyssa or Detox, he would have been like more happy to see the girls and uplifting. And he was just more like, oh, you're gonna do that, girl? Okay. But that gives off that very, like, I don't know you yet kind of girl. And I just feel like he didn't really want to be there.
I got the feeling that he was confused about a lot of the takes.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't want to be there. So, like, when Jackie was explaining the 60s, like, hard cut, how did you not understand that? You look about like you're from the 60s. So how did you not understand what she was trying to do? And that made me very upset, because it downplayed Jackie's art and it downplayed what she was trying to do. And like you said, Mark has made this point a couple of times, is they use what they want you to not laugh. And I felt like her commercial was funny. But since he didn't understand it, oh, we're going to give her an edit. Like, okay, well, her idea is whack. But she knew exactly what she was doing. You know what I mean? And it was inspiring to her. So we didn't get to see that. So he didn't do much as a director, but just kind of question their ideas. And if that's what a director is, honey, you are the Biggest Loser.
Ooh, I'll drink to that. I love it. Drag him.
You know, and then you had the same problem with Crystal too, because she was like, Crystal was like bringing in all these props and he seemed very confused during hers as well. And I feel like when it's somebody like Ross or somebody who is used to being on the show all the time, they'll ask a pointed question like, okay, I'm confused. What are you going for here? Instead of just being like confused face and not helpful, you know?
Yeah.
And what? I felt like maybe they were just using like all the bad takes to lead up to a good take, but it didn't give any type of like have any hope for anybody. Everybody just fucked up back to back to back. And I was like, okay, well, what are we going to look forward to? You know what I mean? And that's how I felt about it. And if you want to let me know how you feel about it, let us know in the comments right now. Thank you guys so much for watching. And if you're watching right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. And if you're listening to this podcast, go ahead and give us 5 stars. And you can win Fan of the Week, which is a worthy place to be. Now on with the show.
And thanks Cheers. To those who are joining live in our chat. We have former host Kenny Harrison in the chat. We have yes. Lapcat, Diva Views, D'Twan Tate. Thank you guys so much for joining us live and tuning into our show. So I also like just another little throw in there. I also like that they made fun of the Goop brand because I think Goop is the stupidest thing on the face of the planet.
Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Yeah, it's her brand.
What was it? I didn't even know what it was.
See, I didn't get that.
Yeah, so their brand thing was called Droop on this show, and it's making fun of Gwyneth Paltrow's like hoity-toity fancy brand called Goop, where everything's like super expensive and they sell stuff to like aerate your vagina and like all this like wild like weird shit that like average people don't buy, you know. And then she had a Netflix series. I didn't watch it because I ain't nobody got time for that. But she had some Netflix series that was like about her Goop brand. And I always appreciate a chance to poke fun at Gwyneth Paltrow. So I appreciated that.
Now,
reference.
Jackie, if you have a candle that smells like your vagina, then I might just buy it.
Well, thank you, Jayla. Thank you.
And words of encouragement.
Did you see the sexy broccoli? Dahlia Sin was yes. in the logo.
Yes, she's in every episode. I love
she
it.
She is gonna, wow.
I'm I did not
so,
see that.
It's so freaking funny Look, how yeah. she just
I noticed it the second
up.
Time I watched.
Wow.
I love that. Come through, sexy broccoli.
She's gonna return. Watch. She's gonna make a return in the sexy broccoli outfit.
So I want to hear who you guys thought were your favorites, should have been in the bottoms. Let's start with the tops. I actually did love Heidi's. It was the only one I really laughed at. So I appreciated that she won. I thought Crystal's was a good close second. I found that one funny as well. And I was refreshed because Crystal's I actually didn't expect to be funny because it made so little sense when they cut it together with the Bob Harper
scene. That's what I'm saying. Right.
So I appreciate that Heidi and Crystal had a good week because I love them. So what... Right.
I absolutely love, like, I love this episode because everyone who was kind of struggling in the beginning and hasn't won yet was in the top. So we had Jackie, we had Crystal, we had Heidi, and I love Jackie. I think she had the best concept. I love Crystal because hers was the funniest to me, but I think Heidi had the best concept and, like, she had, like, the best of both worlds, basically. She had a great concept and it was funny, so I definitely agree. And, you know, we all love a good underdog, so I was like, yes, Heidi. So, and then, like, but for me, as much as Widow did bad, I kind of wanted to see Sherry or Gigi in the bottom with Jan. But obviously it's produced because I want to see them lip sync, okay? But yeah, I just, they just made it, they wanted Widow in the bottom with Jan to send Jan home and Chaka Khan and whatnot. I get it, storyline purposes.
I called it, yeah. They're going to do that the whole season.
Yep. I kept thinking of you, Jayla, when they did this because it's like, when you're going to have Jan up against Widow and Widow is so clearly like a Chaka Khan fan, you know, she's just going to knock that lip sync out of the park.
Exactly.
It's completely unfair to go up against someone who's such a huge fan of that person, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Now I have to say this. I had my doubts early in the season about Heidi in Closet. And we all know, you know, I said what I said, and I am officially here at AfterBuzz TV with all of these Drag Race fans all over the world to say that I am now eating my words about how Heidi in Closet is now, she is out of the worried zone, and she is the one to be, I think. I would like to see her in the top.
Well, I keep saying, I don't, whether she wins or not, she's won this season.
Absolutely. And we're going to give her the $10,000 check for Miss Congeniality.
You can crown whoever you want, give them that money. Heidi and Closet will be being booked and be making more money than anybody else on that season. Sorry, Gigi, if that hurts your feelings, but it's true.
Shade button.
I agree. I agree. No. I agree because look how many people are, look at her story. She has fan art. She has, people are making memes out of her. People are TikToking her. I was very worried about her at the beginning because she didn't warm up to the girls and she saw all of these taller girls and, and I was like, I don't know. But now that she's letting out of this bubble, and this is the Heidi that I liked in the preseason when they meet the cast. And I was like, okay, now I see why she's this funny girl now, because she's blossoming into herself and branding herself and doesn't even know that she's branding herself.
Yeah.
So looking at it a year from now, she's the bank queen, and I'm here for a bank queen.
I think too, and I say this all the time, you can tell which queens know who they are and know that are doing drag for the right reason. Yes. I would say, sorry, Jackie's going to get mad at me, but I don't know anything about Jan. From day one to today, from the moment she walked off the set, I still don't know who Jan is. I know that she sings. I know that she dances, but I don't know anything about Jan. I know what kind of person Heidi is. I know what kind of person Widow is. I don't know anything. Jan is just saying the stuff that she wants to say. And you can tell when somebody's on the show that is just wanting to be on the show. I want my 10 minutes of fame. My guess, Jan, as a boy, didn't do very well in her auditions on Broadway and was like, I still want to do this. I'm going to put on a dress and do this in drag now. So there's a difference between doing it as a fallback and then doing it because you have a passion for it.
Yeah. Well, she is Alexis Michelle's daughter. To me, she comes off as I think of Jan, she's like the musical queen. She's like the theater queen. She reminds me a lot of her mother, which is Alexis Michelle.
Well, have you guys seen the video of Jan on X Factor?
Mm-mm.
Mama got more X's than porn.
X's what?
Oh, Simon Cowell.
She got more X's than porn.
Simon Cowell didn't like her, right? I think I did see that on Twitter.
But that doesn't. Yeah, not stop you from doing whatever you need to do. And I still want to go to Jantasy after the time when she's on All Stars 8. We are going to still feel the Janice because she still made an impact. And people felt like she was robbed. You know what I mean? Like, she has a loyal fan base. And yes, WQ has a part of it, but she doesn't really want to open up about who she really is. And she just wants to be just the Jan, the star.
I'm by no means saying she has to open up and tell us all these intimate things about, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like her runway, like you said, like she has great runways. Okay, she does have a great runway, but she's creating a runway that she thinks you're going to like. She's not creating a look for Jan. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that we relate to. When they come out, and someone like Crystal comes out, she didn't sit and go, I wonder if the judges are going to like this. I'm just going to do this because this is who I am and I'm going to stay true to who I am. I have more respect for somebody that comes on the show and does that than somebody who's just going to keep trying to play the game and say the right things to get $1 million. And that's how a lot, and I'm not saying that there have been girls who got $100,000 for winning and doing that, playing that game, Bob, and so be it.
I do think Jan has her own aesthetic. Yeah,
I want to say a disclaimer really quick. Little disclaimer, this is also our opinions, you guys, for listening and watching. This is all based off of something that we are all watching together and what we're seeing on the show from something that happened a year ago. These people have changed. Everybody changes. Everybody goes through things. We all are going through something. And, you know, it's all about what we are seeing, and this is our opinion. So do not take this as fact. Do not send us hate mail. Do not send nobody any hate mail, because people are very passionate about this show and they all have their different opinions about it. And we are just, you know, protecting the space. We're all talking about it as fans. So let's just kind of just go there and not take it personal. It's just drag. And that's
and I don't think even like us as panelists, we don't all agree either. And that's why there are a whole bunch of different drag queens in the world, because for each person who's out there, there's a specific type of drag queen. I think Jan does have an aesthetic, but I think part of it is you would have to have followed her before this to kind of get it. And I do see though where she was trying to do things that I think were not really on brand for her, that were more trying to please the show or trying to please like somebody in an audience. And I can relate to that feeling, because sometimes like you feel like I do want to do that, you know? So I relate to that feeling and I get it, but I do think she has one. I think that she just, sometimes you let that show take over you and it doesn't always come through. And that, I mean, that's something that Widow was struggling with, her like sense of self in this episode as well. I think it can be overwhelming. You're like on a set where you can't talk to people outside of the set for like prolonged periods of time. So
oh, trust it must me, be I know.
Maddening. Yeah.
It is very maddening, trust me.
So but... did you guys have any other thoughts on the main challenge? I mean, I like, one of my thoughts is that Gigi should have been in the bottom, because I found that hers was like, she didn't even try. I was like, this is horrible. Pretty boring. Yeah, it was very boring.
It was horrible. I wrote down, Michelle, also, if you notice too, go back and watch, they show the least amount of footage of Gigi's taping. And my guess is there was a lot of bad footage and they didn't want to keep showing her bad. So they cut it. It's super short. Watch it again. You'll notice. Everybody else, they have a good chunk of time showing their rehearsal and their taping of their thing. Hers is super, super short. Michelle, what does she say about it? Meh. That's it. If that was anybody else, she would have broken that shit down, said this, and this. You weren't trying.
But she won the mini challenge.
Huh?
She won the mini challenge.
So did Jackie.
Yeah. She got here. I seen a meme. It said, Gigi Good's the winner. Now I got to get out here and frack.
Well, it's funny. It's so funny. Rue, you could tell Rue is in love with Gigi. Even like, we'll talk about the runways. When Gigi came out, you hear Rue's soundbite.
Yeah, they're all like, wow.
Oh, Rue is in love with Gigi. Like, that's fact. And I mean, it's getting a little bit predictable at this point. But yes, I said it already. I kind of wish, I want to see Gigi in the bottom and lip sync. I've seen Gigi perform it live before in WeHo, because that's where she's at right now. But I want to see her kind of more struggling rather than always being at the top. And I'm
no, dude, like struggle.
You want to see like, you don't want to see someone win all the damn time. Like,
you don't want to feel like it's All Stars with Alaska. Right. Alaska.
For real. You want to see something interesting. That's why I loved it this week, that everyone that was doing so well in the competition was in the bottom. And all of my favorites, like Crystal and like Jackie, were winning and slaying. And so that's why I did like this episode.
So what?
Well, let's bring it to the runway.
What was Jan selling?
What was what?
The Jantasy. The Jantasy.
Which is
I
what?
Can't remember.
She was describing it as in the Brady Bunch, where Marsha wants to be Jan, but that doesn't come across in the video. So,
but she's not Marsha. Like, you would have to be, like, I can see Gigi doing that. She would at least say, you know, I'm winning, I'm this, I'm that. You want to be like me. You have been mediocre at best. Like, you know what I'm saying? Is like, there wasn't, like, you've got cute little catchphrases, the Jantasy, get all this into this. So, and that's cute, but it doesn't mean anything. There's nothing that goes
well, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything now, but we can sell it at DragCon.
Well, there you go. Good luck.
It was at least something that I remembered versus Gigi's. I literally didn't remember anything about Gigi's other than it having to do with sleeping.
It was Gigi blowing smoke up her butt. That's all that commercial was. Go back and listen to it. I won 3 challenges and 2 mini challenges. And I'm the, that's literally are her lines. Her first line, she said, comes out and says something like, don't you want to be like me? Or something like, it's so like egotistical. And I'm like, how did not one judge, again, we're only seeing in the edited version, maybe somebody did say it and they cut it out. But how did somebody, how do you start a commercial about and putting people down? Like you're trying to sell something, but you're going to put people down? What?
Yes. Oh my god!
Mark, I love that you have that fan ready.
Yeah, that is like the game.
I kept forgetting it the last couple shows, so I remembered today.
Clack.
Yes.
And I want to say I don't dislike Gigi. It just I see how they were, you know, trying to set the pieces in place where they're like, okay, we feel this is the end of the road for Jan. Versus like looking at the actual performances in this episode. And I am bummed that Jan left before she got a win. Like as a fan that, like that bummed
There's
me
always out. All stars.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's almost better to lose on the show. So you can be on All Stars, and being on All Stars makes you relevant because they're going to be booked for events and being hosting gigs and whatnot. So it's, you almost want to lose Drag Race. You want to lose Drag Race kind of like.
Yes, I've been telling people that you want to lose. You want to lose every show that you're on so you can always come back and just, you know, look rebrand, come back.
Shangela, like Cracker, like these queens that have lost, obviously like Alaska and Katya, okay, Trixie, like you want to lose. Let's be real. Because the crown is only a year.
This is why I haven't done it, is because I know I would win and I don't want to disappoint
you. Yeah, we all know who the real winner is. That's Jackie Borowski. Get these cookies, that's mama.
That's sweet.
These cookies. If I do the show, though, won't I get kicked off of AfterBuzz?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. We're all losers here. I'm a fourth placer. So you have to be either fourth place or lower.
I'm just the finalist. Person who held on to the cast long enough to get the lead spot. So
yes, there you go.
Shows if you cling on for dear life, you get somewhere. So let's talk about the runway. Who were you guys' favorites? This week I'm gonna say
yes, Heidi, bring us to the runway.
Heidi Widow, I think this is the best Widow's ever looked. I loved it because she like looked like a widow. I thought that was cool. Yeah. And then Crystal, I loved it because it was like spooky, it was unique, it was totally Crystal. And I felt the same way about Heidi's.
Agreed.
Who were you guys' favorites? I didn't think this was a bad one this week. I didn't feel like any of them were bad.
I think mine was the exact
thing. Yeah, I didn't think anybody was bad, but the people that stood out to me is Jada, Jan, Gigi, SP, and Heidi, in no particular order. Mm. And I have a question for you guys. Now, we all are obsessed with like the Yanny or Laurel, you know what that is, and it's like the questionable things on the internet, is it white or gold, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, was Rue's dress green or was it gold?
I think both. It was blue and gold.
I thought it was green and gold.
Blue and gold. Do you want me to? I'm using my phone. I
was so questioned about it. I was like, because Rue's been wearing a lot of green this season. And I was like, is it a green dress or is it a gold dress? But I couldn't read it on the camera. But either way, it was fabulous. And I think Chaka Khan was high.
Which she's allowed to be, which is awesome.
She's allowed to be, but I don't think she knew where she was. They were asking her a question and she's like, the whole commercial was explaining what a merkin was. And then she goes, what's a merkin? That's me. Chaka Khan is a mood. Like when you're smoking that good wow and you forget that your friends are talking to you and you're like, what? Like that's how I felt with Chaka was. And I feel like you said, she deserves to be there. But if you're gonna go to a drag show, why not get high?
Yeah. She's a woman, she's so wise, but she has she didn't say a whole lot, obviously, because maybe she was high. Yeah. But I love the things
she's
that
a
she
party
did.
Girl.
What some of the things she said was like very spot on, and she's a woman of few words. But like even just like Untucked, this is skipping ahead to Untucked a little bit, but like you can overcome negative thoughts, and that was like the shortest sentence ever, but that was just so powerful coming from her. And obviously she was saying that to everyone, but that was really like the storyline for Widow, and I connected with that. That registered for me. Like after quarantine, I could overcome anything. Like as a fan, I was like, "Oh my God, Chaka Khan, you're amazing!" Like that was the most basic sentence, but I thought it was very powerful from her.
Yes, but like I said, just being in her presence right now is just like absolutely amazing. I'm so jealous and envious of that moment, because they will always remember that from her and always remember this experience. Like I said, the budget, honey, y'all got Chaka Khan off her ass to come on down to Drag Race. I'm here for it. So the budget, I'll hear. Cheers.
I love too how they're bringing them into Untucked, so Untucked isn't just like random cat
them
fights.
Yelling at each other.
Yeah, right. Now it's like the star comes back to have like a heart to heart with the people backstage. And it does seem like Jayla, like you said, or Mark, you said this too, like because they fill out a questionnaire saying, you know, who they look up to, that each person kind of gets to connect. Like this week was Widow's week, you know, and each person might connect with a different celebrity. So.
And we haven't seen any video messages yet.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they cut that.
Could be. Awesome.
Maybe they got tired of misery porn for a while. I don't know. Because that's just
Is that what they call it?
That's what I call it. It's misery porn. It's like you're stuck and your family's not here. So every time somebody wheels in a video of a family member, you're gonna cry because you're like, "Fuck, I haven't seen you in so long, and I'm so lonely."
And then there's Raja to let you know, like, I am pissed off at you. You got a video or not? I didn't. You know. But hey, I mean, all of this is in good fun. I hope that they all see this and laugh back at themselves. Because like I said, it's not personal, it's drag. And, you know, it is what it is. We enjoy watching it. And hopefully they'll get the Emmy again this year. Well, I'm pretty sure they are. So
that would be nice. That would be nice. Mark, any of your thoughts on the outfits? I feel like you have thoughts.
I agree. I thought Widow's was one of the most beautiful. It was, I always look at them and go, which one would I want to wear? And I just thought her dress was so beautiful. Like done enough, but not too much. Jan's was too much. There was just this and this and that, and then I'm going to add this and that. I can't with that. They need to do the eliminate one thing or two or 12.
Can I ask a question really quick?
Yeah.
To Mark, is this you? So I want to see you. I think you're up here. So do you think, I'm looking at the monitor too, so I'm like looking at you. Do you think that it's okay to also like judge it about what you want to wear? And does it take away from the other queens about like what they presented? Because it's like, I don't like it because it's something that I don't want to wear. Or is like, yeah, this is cute, but I don't want to wear it. Like, do you give credit where it's due, or do you give credit where, because I mean, that's where the issue has been with runways and when on Twitter and stuff like that, is because people are basing it off what they personally like, not the whole art.
There's definitely people, and I always do that. I always have like a little conversation with myself. And even if I'm not like a fan of somebody, I go, are you not liking it because you're not a fan, or are you not like genuinely not liking it? So I do try to, my runway looks, what if I'm just looking at looks? I mean, I loved, Widows, which I just said. I have to give Cheryl credit because she at least thought outside the box a little bit, more than just putting on a black dress and a veil, which I thought a lot of them did. And I actually really, for me, like what the style I would wear would probably be closest to what Gigi wore.
Okay.
That's I love that look, that wide V, three-quarter sleeve, that, you know, with a pump and the full dress. Give me that every day, yes, and every color, and mm-hmm, bitch will be on it.
Yeah. And everyone was wearing Louboutins.
Everyone looked good. Everyone looked good this week. It was hard to even pick a least favorite. Like, well,
exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, just like, all I have to say is, like, there was lots of negativity this week with, like, being compared to Dragula. And, like, Drag Race has always done kind of like a spooky look each season.
Yeah.
So it was just, I feel like, just enjoy both shows. Like, they're both great shows. I mean, some of them, the reality television show, there's going to be like some, we're going to nitpick up. But just enjoy both shows. Like,
no,
oh my
gosh. Telling you, you can't watch the other,
like,
show.
Come, I think of now, like Sharon Needles. I think of like A Death Becomes Her in season 7. Like, there's always going to be kind of like, I don't know. It's just, it's hard competing shows. And like, I like both shows. Just, there's always people trying to like put the shows together, and it kind of sucks, you know?
I always think there's like a fine line too. It's like, you want to do the challenge, and you want to think outside the box for the challenge. And it's making those two really line up and knock it out of the ballpark. Because sometimes you try to do something really outside the box and you're like, yeah, it didn't work. And then sometimes you just do like, I'm going to just do a black dress. That's why I messaged you guys and said, because I specifically listened to how she described it. And she just said black wedding. She didn't say black wedding dress. And the fact that they all were, I was pissed, because I literally was like, someone's going to wear a tuxedo. Someone's got to wear it. It's a black wedding. How do you not think of tuxedo?
Nikki Doll would have. Yeah. Nikki Doll would have.
She didn't, though, because she shared her photo.
But she didn't, because on her Instagram, right. She did not. But like, would have, I would have liked to see her Madonna look. The black and white thing that she wore.
Yeah.
With the bustier. She could have wore that for black wedding. With the pants.
So any last thoughts on the runway before we go to quote of the week, fan of the week?
Oh, my quote of the week.
Fans of the week. Great.
Fans of the week are, I'm sorry if I butcher your names. Please feel free to like call me out and fix it. Amber Ibanez, Ango Ange or Angie, and then D Lookalike. So you guys are fans of the week. Thanks for commenting on YouTube. We love to hear from you guys and what you guys think about the show as well. And then Mark, your quote of the week.
Mike, I literally been laughing at this since the moment she said it, is when Crystal is taping her commercial. She says, I need like just a table that I can do science on.
That killed me when she was hammering the wigs.
I love her so much.
That's how I got to myself. I hammered my wigs. And that was just Crystal being Crystal. You know, like, I need a table I can do science on. Like, I thought I was going to pee myself. That was hysterical.
It just made me laugh to know that the follow-up, the science, was her hammering a wig.
Hammering a wig.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how genius. I got my wigs so straight. I hammer my wigs.
You just hammer it every day.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, just some really quick news and gossip. Ronnie Jr., who has been a guest host on this show and an engineer actually really early on AfterBuzz.
Yes, we love Ronnie.
We love him. He's actually starting some new interviews. He's starting his own YouTube channel from quarantine, and so he's pumping out some creative content. I know he has at least an interview with Peppermint, but he's gonna be pushing out a whole lot of interviews on his channel that you guys will probably want to check out. So please go there and check it out.
We love a spinoff. We love two spinoffs. Ollie has a spinoff too.
Oh, Ollie, what's your spinoff?
It's Gay Twitter on AfterBuzz. Tune in every Thursday. Just everything, like, we talk everything in the Twitterverse. That's LGBTQIA+. So check it out. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Sorry.
And Mark has a spinoff too. Mark's spinoff is
spin-offs,
Drag Race Weekly. Yes. And Jayla's spinoff is on, by her
which
makeup.
Is on hiatus. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, our spinoff is washing our hands, staying safe, flattening the curve as a whole, being better together, like Maria would say. And I'm just so happy that we're able to still put on this show for you guys and, you know, talk. And you guys are lit in the chat right now. 118 people are watching all over the world in this chat. And I thank y'all so much for watching.
Yes.
Yes. Aww,
you guys and are amazing.
They said Kenny's spinoff is found on OnlyFans. So you can watch that. There's a good little BBC action. You know what I mean?
I think that was just Ronnie trying to troll us.
Yes, I'm sure it is Ronnie trying to troll
us. Kenny, when are you going to be guesting on our show?
Yes, come on in.
Whenever you want, let me know. Let me know. We'll make it happen. Right. And now I want to do predictions for top three because I actually think that Sherry is going to get in the top three. And then Mark had an interesting prediction where he thought that, you know, somebody was going to, and then Mark disappeared. And so he's not here to explain it.
Mark, come back, girl.
I thought the top three was actually going to be Sherry, Gigi, and either Jada or Heidi. Jada, I feel like, is like, and Heidi are both, they're like both like coming up there from behind. Mm-hmm. So, but I feel like Gigi or Sherry got into the top three because of how they said specifically, like she wasn't going to be in the finale. And because she seems to be doing well, even though we can't understand why because of the editing.
Right.
I want to see the unedited version of Sherry because she was one of my favorite. Her commercial was favorite. It was good too. Like it was really funny to me. I enjoyed laughing at
it. You liked her commercial?
I did.
I actually did too.
It didn't make any sense. I don't know for me.
But in a funny way.
Maybe it was like the delivery or the faces that she was making and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, damn, like she could have been like the girl to be, you know. But I feel like at the top four, Sherry wouldn't have lip synced for her crown compared to what we're expecting. Mm-hmm. And they're going to give her a song like Lady Gaga and she's not going to know what to do with it. So, I mean, she kind of like saved herself, you know, a lose out of this one.
Well, I still think it's, my prediction is that I think it's a top four and I think Sherry's in there with like Gigi. Yeah. I know Sherry and Gigi are in there, but I'm wondering who the heck are the other two. Like, I still think Jada's going to come up and win some challenges by the end of it. And then I think Widow's still in there. I don't think Widow's going anywhere anytime soon because she just had this redemption episode with like coming back from the fire, Phoenix, you know, rising. So I think that's my top four.
Unless she drops the ball next week.
So I think Sherry's obviously disqualified. So it might just be top three.
I think Jackie's on the way. Jackie might be up there. Jackie might get top five.
I would like that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
But Mark had, I just highlight what Mark was saying. He said, sorry, guys, he lost connection. So that's his face. and he was saying that he feels like one of the disqualified queens might come back and be in the top like four or five.
That has never happened because the Drag Race curse is when you come back you go back, so
but he feels like they might do that to like offset the Sherry Pie thing, so maybe like one of those queens will actually this time get to be in the top because of that.
But
well, they would have to do it now because I feel like they filmed all the way up until top four, so if unless it's like a chance in hell that when the girls come back and do good and they stay. But I do feel like, and that's the thing is I have questions, like how are they going to do the finale now? Like everything's happening. How are they gonna do the reunion? Are we gonna get these things? But you know, we never, and now that Sherry is up for whatever, this is going to be like up for anybody's game. So you never know. Yeah. Like I thought we knew about like placement. I didn't think Britta was going to go home so early.
Right.
But we are so like, we don't know. We do not know. And I'm just going to just have to go with it. And Bia, let me take it to the comments. Bia says they're going to reshoot some of the episodes. Maybe they'll reshoot the episodes.
Wow.
I don't think they should.
That's super unauthentic. Like top four, like usually the top four episode, like no one goes home. Remember, like the top four, no one ever goes home. They always just like, okay, so tune into the finale. We'll do the reunion.
This, yeah.
Because that's how they choose the winner. They look at the hashtags and see who had the most you know, because they want.
No, help. They really don't.
They did that with Aquaria. They did that with Aquaria. Girl, they did that with, like, Sasha. Girl. Okay. Yeah. Yes, they take in consideration what the fans want, you know.
So what was All Stars for?
What was All Stars for? Because they obviously, like, I think Monet should have taken that, but they thought Trinity did so well, and they filmed both. Well, no, they didn't film both winning, but, like, they wanted it to make sense. They wanted someone who wasn't white and blonde to win.
But they still crowned it.
They wanted it to make sense, in a sense, which I think Monet should have won, personally. But they didn't want the backlash of, like, oh, Trinity should have won too. Get what I'm saying? They wanted to please everyone, even though it made a lot of controversy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. That's all the time we have for today.
Yes, thank you guys.
You can find me at 123JackieB on all platforms. Jayla, where can the people find you?
Yes, you guys can watch me flex it on the gram. Follow me at Who Is Jayla Rocks with 2X's 3 and You Nasty. And you can also shop this wonderful cosmetics at Batme Cosmetics, BATME Cosmetics.com. And if you enter the code AfterBuzz, you get a discount.
Yes. Y'all better be shopping right now.
Yeah.
I know. I got new teeth to pay for.
Yes. Yes, girl. Yes.
Get your coin. And yes. I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
And you can find Mark J. Freeman at Mark J. Freeman or at Lorraine Love.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.